Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is Asen Knight from West Virginia, but before we get started here, I have a couple of announcements that I would like to put out there to everyone. First of all, my friend who does psychic development classes is doing a workshop called Color Me Psychic tomorrow, and the workshop will be held at St. Peter's Arts and Cultural Center. She says November 4th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., color work for psychic development, color work for DreamWorks, and color work on painting mandalas. So there's going to be a few instructors, and you can check that out at Gateway, G-A-T-E-W-A-Y, intuitive.com. That's brought on by Angela Thomas. So you can check that out at gatewayintuitive.com. Something going on November 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. So that's really cool. I told her I would announce that today. Also, I wanted to update you guys on Kiara Stout. She is a lovely little 7-year-old girl who is going through cancer treatment, and she is going to have surgery this week to put a port back in and do a bone marrow aspiration. So she's going to have some more rounds of treatment and things going on, and her sister is Lily is having a really hard time, you know, just taking in everything that's going on. So Kiara has a brother and sister and a couple of other people around that really need their prayers, and Kiara's mom, Robin, and David, they need prayers too. You can follow Kiara on caringbridge.org and type in Kiara Stout, or you can follow her on Facebook at Kiara Strong, K-E-I-R-A Strong. So with that, now we're going to go to our guest. My guest, Asen, is from West Virginia. He is a master psychic. He's a gifted clairvoyant, master tarot reader, third generation reader. He's very straightforward, and he's got so much going on these days. He has earned lots of progressive degrees. He is an ordained minister for the Universal Life Church. He is a master in metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant. He's registered as a psychic, certified spiritualist. He has a certificate master in the art of tarot, Reiki master. He's got a Kolomai practitioner certification as well. One thing I know about Asen is he's very straightforward and to the point. He's had his gifts at a young, early age, which, you know, most of us do, and he learned to focus more with the tarot. It gave him more ability to focus with all the things that are going on. So if you ask a question to him, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He gets right to the point. You can check him out at Asen, A-E-S-O-N, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, .com. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Asen live to the show. Welcome to the show, Asen.
Hi, Amanda. How are you all?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
Doing good. It's a wonderful sunny day here, so we're having a great day.
That's wonderful. We've got just the opposite over here, but, you know, it's okay. The rain is really good. It's very cleansing and very healing for everybody.
Oh, very much
so. We have a rainy day outside.
Yeah, well, at least we ain't got snow yet. Let's all be happy for that. You know, that's only a few weeks away.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. So what would you like to talk about today? We've got a lot of energy things going on in the universe here lately, too.
Oh, yes, we have. We've had this awesome blood moon that came out. That was just beautiful. The energy that whole day was like thumping. So, you know, that's causing people to go, oh, goodness, what's up? Then we got Mercury in retrograde, which really isn't a big deal, but everyone makes it a big deal because it's one of the bigger known events that goes on in the sky. You know, and that really is just the time for reflection and for you to go back and fix stuff. You know, and you just have to kind of deal with it. But, you know, a lot of people I see are having problems coming back, and they've got people popping up and allowing, you know, old people popping up, and they're going, this one was gone. why is this one back? And it's like, well, because you didn't finish it the last time. You're still carrying mm-hmm. around things going, where's the closure? We need closure. No, you don't, but you're getting it. You know, so that's going on energy-wise. And, you know, we've got a lot of other changes that are doing really well in the world. You know, things are picking up. People are paying more attention to stuff. You know, a lot of new psychics are popping up all over the place, and that's because all this energy is really turning them on. And it's like, okay,
yeah.
Now you've got to get in there and get working.
Yeah, it's important that, you know, once it's turned on, you actually work with it and engage what you have, because they are popping up left and right, and people are coming up with gifts and things are happening. You know, I hear meditation is really good for that too.
It is. It's actually, I say it's required to, you know, if you're going to live a psychic life, being psychic and living a psychic life are two separate things, and people don't sometimes get that. Being
mm-hmm.
psychic means it's the same thing as saying, okay, you own a hammer. But living a psychic life is, you know, using that hammer, using your gifts, learning them, practicing them, which takes tedious work. I mean, repetitive. You have to get really homed in before you start doing readings. But anybody can live that life of meditation, of soul searching, of reflecting on little things. You know, example, why someone walked up to you and talked to you in the store when all you were doing was buying bread. You know, that's, you know, is where you have to look at and you'll really go, okay, why am people attracted to me? And, you know, then figuring out how to manage that, because it can get overpowering. There are some people that are just developing empathism that can't leave their house because they can't deal with the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad to hear that there's some, your friend's doing a psychic development class. There's a lot of other other people doing development classes. Go take them. I don't care if you don't think you could read yourself out of a paper bag. Maybe you're not a reader. Maybe you're a healer, but you're getting this information. Everyone needs to develop them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it is important to develop it.
Right. You know, and it's important.
Because, you snooze, you lose it, and I think that even if you people say, well, why should I take a development class? I can't read. You know, and you may not use it for the same ability that most of us would. Like, okay, you know, you and I, we've had it, you know, going on since we were kids. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look at some of the other people that end up in classes. I mean, at least, you know, I snuck in and I took a development class out here in St. Charles. Where this lady is doing some work. And I just blended in. I decided I would, you know, not tell them, ooh, I'm a developed reader. You know, I'll just stick in the background and see. And, you know, to my surprise, there were a lot of people that were, you know, college students and all kinds of things that were coming out of the woodwork that were just there. And I thought, boy, this is really odd. You know, people from the college were actually taking these courses. People that were normal people off the streets that you would see everywhere were in this class. You know, people who,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, they might work with essential oils, or they might be, you know, working at Walmart or your average banker. You might see a yoga teacher. You know, it was really fascinating what ended up being in that classroom. You know, you'd be really surprised.
Well, you know, now at Berkeley, this is out in California, I think it's California Berkeley, L.A. Berkeley, they have what they call intuitive class, and it's a psychic development class for the criminal justice study people. Because, you know, they're using it out there. We're getting, you know, those gifts are starting to get recognized. They're starting to get, you know, going, oh, my goodness, you know, what's going on? You know, and people, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, and even in the 60s, they started to stop following their gut intuition and going, well, science knows it all. No, science doesn't, because science is still discovering something that people have known for 1,000 years. The human mind has the ability to follow its own choices. And, know, everybody kind of needs that. I think eventually it'll be something like math, you know, they'll teach reading and math, and, you know, then they'll also teach intuition, psychic gifts, whatever label you want to lay onto it, because, you know, if you're an intuitive, you're a psychic, that's the same word, just spelled more fancier or a different title, you know, and, you know, that's why people, I'm very glad to see that people are starting to reconnect, they're starting to study more, they're starting to grow more, and they're also starting to realize that their own life patterns are directly affecting them. You know, and, you know, that the mind is reflecting their area and their area is reflecting their mind.
Absolutely.
You know, another, you know, something I fuss at my clients all the time is clutter. It's awful. Hoarding, putting things back, that's just putting things back in your mind. You know, you'll find people going through depression and their house is trashed. Not because they don't feel like cleaning, but that's because of the state of their mind. You know, and people are starting to recognize that.
But then when you clean up and you get rid of stuff, you notice how your mind gets a whole lot more settled and focused and clear.
Yes, and it starts getting, and your life starts getting more focused, more clear. You feel more comfortable. You know, and that's what retrograde is for you to get more comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, change your patterns of behavior.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's doom and it's gloom and it's gloomy. Well, you know, you could look at the rain that way. You know, when I see the rain, I look at it as, okay, you can go out and you can embrace the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You can really enjoy a cleansing. So, you know, Mercury retrograde or these planetary eclipses almost remind me of, like, shedding off the old. Like, you know, you're going to sell that old pair of shoes that's sat in your closet, you know, forever, and you haven't gotten rid of them because you just haven't felt like it.
Very much so. And, you know, Mercury is not the only thing in retrograde. There's other planets that are always moving into retrograde. You know, Venus likes to go in retrograde more often than anything. It really enjoys, you know, staying in that energy, but it's because of the way it's reflected. And the planet really doesn't dance backwards in the sky. It looks like it danced backwards in the sky.
Exactly. Well, I think that one of the one of the interesting things is, you know, how people say, well, you know, don't sign any contracts, don't, you know, and you can see some of that. You can see some of that. But also you can say, well, I'm going to embrace it and do what I can, and maybe I won't sign a contract or I won't, you know, close that business proposal up until, you know, that time. But you can also say, well, you know, but I could shed my skin. I could, you know, get rid of the old and let in the new and let things happen. You know, that's,
right.
That's generally, you know, because communication ties get crossed a lot during Mercury retrograde. I mean, from my experience with Mercury retrograde, sure, you know, communication stinks. You know, you have things tear up on you, like your laptop or, you know, your headset that you wear, you know, things like that. I've had all sorts of things happen to me with retrograde.
You know,
I just keep going.
You got to keep going. You can't let it stop you. And, you know, it may not be a good time to sign that contract, but it may be a good time to read that contract. And that's what they don't cover is because, you know, read that contract. You know, think about, is this really the proposal I want to present? You know, maybe I want to, you know, maybe I want to, you know, not have a balloon payment, or maybe I want to, you know, only work 14 hours a week for this company. You know, take time to do that, and also take time to come up with new things to go do, you know, and go do them.
Yes, to
you know,
change in energy, and like you said about, you know, planets are always moving.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are always moving. So something, that means that something is always in retrograde and something is always moving.
Right. I mean, it's like,
just like
here's
we
an
are.
Example.
We're always moving.
Right. Here's an example. As soon as, you know, It technically, Mercury goes out of retrograde on the 25th. The storm will last another week or so to where it gets back to where it's supposed to be. Then as soon as it's coming out, Venus is going in. And at the same time Venus goes retrograde, Jupiter goes retrograde. So that's your love and your leadership that are going insane, December all the way into January. And it's like everything's always in retrograde. And literally there's not a time that a planet – well, there is times that no planets are in retrograde. But it's not this earth-stopping event that people are doing. It's like the blood moon. It's an occurrence that happens every so often. However, let's see, what did I hear? I read like 5 different articles that the world was going to be plunged into war. The world was ending, that this was going to happen when the blood moon happened, that, Israel was going to go to war because every time the blood moon happens on a religious holiday, it goes to war. Not really. Yeah, those are patterns, but those are patterns that we learned long ago that may not apply now. And what happened during the blood moon happened? It was a beautiful sight. The energy changed. We're going to have a reflection of it for about 6 months, and it's going to, boost our energy. We're going to feel a little different. We're going to look at things a little different. But the world didn't blow up. It wasn't part of the Moses plague. We haven't seen it yet, although Ebola is getting concerning. But, Ebola was here before the blood moon.
Right. Right. So when people say, how do we survive this, retrograde, this eclipse, this energy, this toxicity? I mean, we're going through it. And, there are obviously ways to do that. But do you have any pointers for people out there who say, oh, this is just awful. First off, I think it's how you look at it. But I want to hear some of the things you would recommend for people.
If you're sitting around going, oh, the world is awful, it's going to end, go out and do something. If you got time, and I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of soft, emotional people, and I don't deal with them well, but I do the best I can. Oh, the world's awful, it's ending, I have nothing to go do. No, you don't. There's always an organization that could use help. During the retrogrades, make sure you stay organized, double-check your plans. It takes 3 minutes to send a text going, hey, is this meeting still on? Let me confirm this appointment. That helps me get through Mercury retrograde. Staying on top of things helps you get through Mercury retrograde. Making sure payments are made gets you through retrogrades. But when you get into these spaces of doom and gloom, that's places when you need to go, okay, why am I feeling this way? Oh, it's because I read this article. Well, that article didn't seem too well. Let me go do something. Get involved in your community. Go out. Animal shelters always need help. Walk a dog. It's a great time to meditate, too. Go help at the homeless shelter. We're going to have the holidays coming up here, and there's a lot of people out there that, I don't have any family anymore. I don't have the big house anymore. I don't have this big, huge life I used to have. This holiday is going to suck. Only if you let it.
Right.
There's so much out there that you can go do that'll make you feel better, that'll help another person. Go do it. Don't sit around and go, poor me, when there's someone with a harder story and a harder path they've charted for themselves that you can go and do.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Especially when you get down and depressed and all upset and tearing yourself up over whatever. It's like, I get people, and they're looking for their love mate, but they don't look and ask themselves if they're in a dateable mood. Do they have their life into a comfortable position? Do they have time for the relationship so that they can get themselves moving forward to where they feel better? And if you don't, fix it. If you're, gone 5 nights a week and working 70 hours, when are you going to have a relationship? He's not just going to walk in, slap the door, slap open the door, and say, clear your schedule for the next week. We're going to Puerto Rico. You got to get out there. You got to make connections, and you got to go have some fun, because nobody wants to date someone, and the universe isn't going to throw someone in your face that is boring, tired, upset, not wanting to do anything, not wanting to deal with anything.
Yeah, because it's what you're putting out there.
Exactly. You're putting out there, I don't want anybody, I want to be left alone, my life's too busy, I don't care, you know, and then you're coming in, you know, you're asking people, you know, and you know, they asked us, they asked God, they blame God, you know, where's my love? He promised me a love. Well, you ain't loving yourself. That's where you got to fix your love in the first place.
Yeah, so the healing, you know, people talk about, well, you know, so-and-so did a clearing on me and so-and-so did a healing on me, and that's good. But,
right.
you know, what you're also saying is, you know, so-and-so can do the clearing on you, whoever it is, you know, who's really gifted. But it's up to you to take and shift the healing energy or the clearing, you know, whatever's happened to you.
Right. And, you know, they can do... We can do healings. We can do cleansings. We can do chakra balancings. And that's all well and good. That's like just putting oil in your car.
Mm-hmm.
It maintains the engine, but it doesn't make it go out and run. You have to do that for yourself. You know, it's kind of like, and no, we are not doctors, and I'm not comparing this to doctors, but if a doctor says, you need to take this pill every day, and he gives you the pills. He isn't going to walk into your house at 9 o'clock in the morning and go, did you take your pill? Where's your pill?
No, he's going to expect you to take your pill yourself, and he's going to expect you to, you know, run the course and do what you're supposed to do when he gives you, he or she gives you that diagnosis. And no, you're not comparing it to doctors, but, you know, you're right. We can say, oh, we have an impression of this or that, but, you know, it's up to the individual to put forth the effort to do the rest of it, which makes total sense.
Right, and to make the choices. Because, well, yes, we can, you know, we're like Google, it says, turn left in 400 feet. If you go up there and turn right, Google's going to look at you and go, and?
Yeah.
Or if you get up there and you just stop at the red light, you know, there's nothing that we can do to get you to move until you decide to move. That's what a retrograde's about, is lurking at those choices. Take a moment and realizing, I suck at communication, and the computer just blew up, and the car's not working. I need to go do something, because apparently there's something that needs to be created around me that the universe is trying to get my attention to, and say, you need to start looking better at this area of your life. You need to start focusing more on this. And, you know, since you don't kind of listen to the nudges and you haven't listened to anything else, we're just going to drop a brick house on you. Only thing that seems to work, boom, there's a brick house.
Yeah. And it just lands on you because that's the next step to it. That makes perfect sense.
Right, because the universe is like water. It takes the path of least resistance. But when it hits a brick wall, it's going to keep hitting that brick wall until it breaks through it. And that brick wall may be the laptop failing. That may be the headset breaking so that you have to go out and get a new one. And while you're out getting a new one, you have time to think and really question, you know, am I using the best equipment? You know, what's the newest thing? Maybe I'm ready to move to a Bluetooth. You know, maybe I need to start taking less time on that headset and more time out among the people.
Makes sense.
Because today, in today's world, unfortunately, we can isolate ourselves completely. But we are not isolational people. We are tribal people. We need groups. We need knitted people around us. And I see a lot of people starting to lose that tribal connection and then being shown back into here. You need to go find your niche. You need to go find your group of people. And that doesn't really have anything to do with Mercury in retrograde. That just has to do with society itself. I mean, because today you could walk into your house and literally stay in your house and never leave your house because everything's delivered to you, can be delivered to you. But that's not good for you. That's not good for you. You won't like it. Don't do it. So we have to work on that, and we have to remember to keep ourselves in good balance and in good order, both mentally, physically, and environmentally. And when I'm saying environmentally, I don't mean go out and stop cutting trees down. I'm saying sweep the freaking floor.
Mm-hmm.
Organize your life into a comfortable pace so that your stress level is reduced and you know what you're doing. And that's a lot of things that I see going on in general with people.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, when you do all those things, I think it just all adds up and helps your life to be a little bit better. So, do you have any other recommendations for people?
Get out in the sun at least 15 minutes a day or out in the air. Go have fun. Stop stressing so much. Because I swear, people build stress up over little things, and it's like, that's a molehill. No, it's this big mountain. No, it's a molehill, honey. Take off the rose-colored glasses. Or actually, the purple-colored glasses, because it's doom and gloomed. And just have some, you know, go have fun. Go enjoy your life. Explore your path.
That's very cool. And, you know, exploring is really good. You know, I think that that's essential.
Yes. Especially if, you know, because when you explore the outside world, you're also exploring the inside world and figuring out what's inside you. So that's important.
You know, we had a comment in the chat room here. Carolyn Stewart, she said, I have a disability, but it doesn't define me. So in other words, it doesn't stop her. And, you know, I like that she's actually putting herself out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, saying, well, you know, just because, you know, I have something or just because I'm doing, you know, whatever, you know, I go beyond it or I work beyond it or I figure it out. That's very good.
And you adapt, Carolyn. I mean, that's what a lot of people have to do because we all come in different models. Some models not so good as other models. But just because, you know, someone has a disability or, you know, someone has blue hair or someone, you know, is older, it drives me crazy when I hear, you know, the older people going, well, you know, I'm 70 and I just sit around, I ain't needed no more baloney. You know, you're an elder, you've lived 70 years, you're definitely needed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Schools need kids to be read to. You read quite well for the age you are, go do it, you know.
Yeah.
Get out there. You know, and other people, you know, disabilities doesn't stop anyone that wants it.
You're right. You're right. That is very true. Because if you want it, you'll find a way to get it.
And you'll adapt to it. You know, there's doctors now running around in wheelchairs. That used to be unheard of. You know, look at Stephen Hawking, one of the most brilliantest men in the world. Body's useless. Literally everything is controlled and done for him. But he is still designing theories and probabilities and discovering things that, you know, most scientists had never even thought of, especially when it comes to
That's
physics.
Very cool.
And metaphysics. You know, now physics are meeting metaphysics, and it's like we told you 200 years ago, you know, that light vibrates at a different frequency if you change the frequency. Or, you know, water changes itself by its own energy pattern of particles around it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, science is discovering that now. But we as humans have yet to figure it out ourselves for our daily life of, oh, if we change what's around us, it changes us.
That's very true. It does. And I just got a message in here in the chat room, too, that Sandra's mother does a lot of complaining. But, you know, again, it's all in how you look at it. It's all in how you change it. And it's all, you know, what you do with it.
Right. And you know what I would say to Sandra's mother, who is always complaining, then get up and do something. You apparently have too much time and don't feel needed. Here's where you're needed. And then hand her a list of every elementary school around, every place that she can go, you know, community centers, all that. Hand it to her and say, here, go change the world. Because she's complaining because she doesn't have enough. And it's not enough money, it's not enough wealth, it's not enough food, it's not enough attention, not enough need, and to feel needed.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah, I like Carolyn's statement here. She says, I let my faith lead me, not my body. I have no true limits. And that's really true, you know. In yoga, my yoga teacher is kind of my advisor a lot of times. And, you know, she's told me time and time again, you know, your body doesn't limit you. You know, you can do anything. Even though people tell you, oh, you can't, you know, you can. And so, you know, I love all the statements in here about, you know, you can just get up and try to do something.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you got to take that word out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
Christopher Columbus. You know, this is Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus never knew the word I can. He rediscovered, mm-hmm. you know, islands of land that had never been charted before. He done a lot of other things that was very interesting on the sea. He designed a lot of trading routes on the sea. But, you know, everyone said you'll fall off the edge of the world. No, you won't.
That's very true. That is so true. Well, I really appreciate all your comments and suggestions for people in the chat room and everything like that. We've got a couple of callers. Would you like to take some?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, let's get on with our callers. We have a, looks like a Skype caller. We have a 661 first. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you? It might be Sandra. Are you here with us, Sandra?
Hello.
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 Hi, Asen. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Wonderful, honey.
We're great.
Good. I am too, actually. But Asen, I'm a healer, and I just sort of get a message that I need to ask you what, if you have any words of wisdom for me in regards to my healing career.
In regards to your healing career.
Mm-hmm.
You need to branch out.
Branch out?
Yes, branch out. It looks to me like you're doing one vein of healing. Well, there's a lot of veins of healing, a lot of ways of healing. And I think you need to branch out. You need to take on some new things. You're going to be growing some more over the next year and a half. And your hands heat up really fast. You need to put that to more work.
Okay,
because I feel like it's trying to lead you different places, and you're like, oh, we'll, you know, I'm up here, you know, say we're looking at a body, and you're up working on the chest, and it's trying to lead you to the knee. You need to make note of that, because, yeah, healing's needed in the knee, but you also need to bring that up more.
Okay. Have you got any suggestions? I have my shift in the healing that I do is a rather large belch.
What
veins
are you working on?
Well, I do a healing modality called forensic healing, and my confirmation is a belch.
Okay. From you or the client?
From herself.
What was that? I didn't.
From herself.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
She
was
does
from
it
her
herself.
Or
the client doesn't do it. Yeah, the client
yeah.
doesn't do it. She does it.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like that's you getting rid of the energy,
yeah.
kind of like, a, you know, you're finishing out the closure. It's not really confirmation. It's you releasing it.
Right.
Okay, and really just taking a deep breath and blowing it, like 3 or 4 times deep lumbar breath will escape it out, and you won't need, and your body won't automatically go to its response.
Okay.
Okay. It's often called a holy breath.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, you can use that. I think that would probably work well for you.
Okay. I was trying to have it that I would just get, like, goosebumps or yawning or... But
right.
I haven't been able to manage that. And the
right.
deeper the person's issue... The
mm-hmm.
The deeper
the harder
it comes
it is
from
for you to get rid of that energy.
Yeah, exactly.
So your physical body is doing its autonomical response, which is to belch. That's why
right.
I'm suggesting before you get to that point, because you start feeling the pressure normally in the lower part of the stomach. Start taking really deep breaths and forcibly blowing it out. That will probably help you a lot more, but. You're going to be picking out, like, 3 or 4 other modalities here, too.
Okay. Well, it does have, actually, there is different aspects to it,
right.
which is energy. Yeah, it whatever the body is ready to release, it
mm-hmm.
goes to that aspect of it. So it could be spiritual, physics.
Right.
So it does
right.
do that, like just what you've just said.
Right. So that's why you're going to be, that's why you need to move it out so that your body doesn't kick it out. But when I say when you're going to move into different modalities, you're going to be doing this forensic thing, and then you're going to switch over, and you may do cleansing on the client through a Native American tone, or you might, you know, instead of just finding it and fixing it, you're going to be adding to it, like adding Kalami to it or adding Reiki to it. Or, you know, suggesting different stones for them.
Okay.
Well, let
okay.
yourself do that. Because I feel like you kind of, like, stay within, you know, this box or, you know, this is what this is and this is how I do this. Instead of letting that intuitive side go, well, yeah, but they kind of need some Reiki over there on their left foot. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're dealing with mother's emotions.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. No, that's great. Yep, that's great,
right,
Ace,
thank,
thank
you
Sandra.
So
much. Thanks, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Blessings.
All right, our next caller is 917. You're with Amanda and Ace, how are you? All right, we'll move on. We have area code 818. You're on with Amanda and Ace, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm great, thank you. Do you give out messages, Ace, or... Do you need a question?
I prefer a question, honey.
Okay, so I'm solo in my life without
mm-hmm.
a relationship. And I'm thinking I'm okay like this. And I was with my friend this morning, and she suggested maybe I should start dating. And usually when someone, you know, gives you an idea, you know, I think about it, and I'm asking you your advice. Do you feel I'm in the, I know how you said earlier, you know, you have to go within first to be ready.
Right. I think you're fine. You know, I feel like your partner isn't here yet, and you're just kind of like doing your own thing, which is what you should be doing. Okay?
Oh, cool. Love it.
All right, and, you know, he's not going to knock on your door and go, hello, I'm Mr. Wright, but he's going to enter your life and start, and I'm going, hey, let's go do this. You know, this group is doing this. Let's do that. And, you know, whereas you don't have a lot of structural constraints there, you're going to allow him basically to start taking up more of your time, and then it forms into a relationship. It ain't going to be like, do you want to go out on a date Friday around 7? It's going to be, hey, I hear there's a new movie playing. Why don't we all go do it?
That's my style, too. You're 100%. That would work for me, too. Wow, Ace, you picked it. I love it. That was good. You made me, you enlightened me. Thank you, sweet pie. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome, darling.
Blessings. Bye, guys.
All right, blessing. Okay, Asen, so that was our last caller.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you if you had anything coming up you wanted to announce with the last few minutes we have, like any upcoming events you've got.
Next, I'm relaunching the Psychic Coffee Shop. Me and Love Rains are coming back onto Blog Talk because they're basically the only station that we've liked. So we will be relaunching Psychic Coffee Shop. Next month, the newsletter's coming out. If you'd like to get on the mailing list, go to my website and hit contact Asen and let me know, and I'll email it out to you. After the show at 2 o'clock, I am going to be over on Psychic Biz, and I will be doing live cam readings till 4.
Perfect.
Yeah, and that's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, so you can actually see me, talk with me. You don't have to come tracing to my office. I'm always accepting live appointments at my office, and the book is fairly open. I mean, I'm not book solid. I used, you know, like 2 months ago, we were fully book solid, but I've got some openings now.
Okay.
And then hopefully in November or December, I will be releasing, and this will be able to be done online, my Journey of the Fools tarot class, and that will be a 6-lesson class, hopefully done in 6 weeks. If it takes you longer, it takes you longer. And that will, and if you complete it, it will be, you will get a certificate of completion. And, yeah, that should be out in November, and it'll be hosted off my website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's going on for now. I don't have any major live events scheduled for the next 2 months.
All right. Well, you've got a lot going on anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have any more pointers you want to leave with everybody in the last 9 minutes we have?
Oh, 9 minutes? Oh, goodness, I can say a lot of things in 9 minutes. Organization's important. Go out, interact, have fun. Stop stressing so much. Stop busying yourself with worrying, because when you're worrying and complaining and griping, it just means you need to work on your self-worth. You need to work on changing you, and you need to work on changing what's around you. And if you ain't happy with it, fix it. What about you, Amanda? Do you got any things you want to pry into during our time?
Well, see, you've talked a lot about the energy and how to work with it and how to, change it and really work well with others. And I was trying to see if one of the other gut callers that was trying to make it in here would get back in here. But it doesn't look like she's in here or she's come back. So that's okay. She tried to make it. Maybe she can talk with us next time, but you've made a lot of good points. People should check you out at asennight.com. See all the fun things you're having going on here. We have a medium coming to Natalie's in St. Louis the 18th of October. You can check that out at lindsaymarino.com. She's coming in to do a little event, and then, of course, I'm here every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and you can get a hold of me at starwea@hotmail.com to check out readings, but you can also check out Asen at asennight.com, which is really cool. I'm glad, Carolyn. Carolyn says that last week, Lindsay really helped her out through some things that she was going through. So,
Awesome. And she's the Lindsay's the medium?
Yeah, she's a medium who's coming to St. Louis to do an event about having an interaction with the love of her life who passed away. It was pretty amusing. Ooh. It happened here in St. Louis.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then she went and moved to Florida after that because it was just so devastating for her. And
mm-hmm.
I can understand, taking a leap and having
she needed probably a change in energy because, when someone crosses, they go over and they're fine. They're like, all right, I moved houses. Or maybe they didn't, they just recreated the one over there. And we, however, have to deal with it. And it's not always easy. It's not always comfortable to deal with, you know, and filling in those roles and, you know, dealing with those emotions and memories. And, you know, I've always loved mediums. I love their skills. I love how they do everything. And the dead don't answer my call. I can take every development class known to man, work with every medium. I've worked with a few well-known ones, and it's like, nope, not happening. But that skill is very, very good. However, if someone does go into it, I do suggest a lot of training because it's a little bit more intense than psychic skills. Because you're really playing in that veil line, which is thinning. Happy Halloween, everyone. So paranormal activities.
We actually do have our person who finally came back. Hello, you're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Hi, thank you for waiting
you're live.
For me.
You're breaking up a little bit. How can we help you? No, she's really breaking up.
Honey, if she's in the chat room, why don't we do it this
why
way?
Don't
why
you,
don't you type
don't
it into the
ask,
chat room?
Why don't you type it into the chat room and he can answer it there? You're really breaking up.
Yeah, and, you know, we can read it to our listeners who maybe aren't in the chat room, but we'll answer it on the air.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, because it was really breaking up, and I know she really
wanted
to.
She was breaking up big time.
Yeah.
Ask your question in the chat room. For peace, ask your question in the chat room. For peace, for love, and for light. Ask your question there. You were just breaking up real heavily. We can take you in the chat room.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting on her. Okay.
Yeah.
She says she's living in Petra, Jordan, and was wondering why they're here, why she's there, the spiritual meaning.
The spiritual meaning is to reconnect with your spiritual self there. I feel like you've got a lot of discovering of yourself there. I feel like you're maybe looking at where you lived before, and it's like you're carrying around an extra flyer or whatever from a past life, and that's causing you to be there. You're not going to be there more than about 6 to 18 months, honey, and then you're moving again. Okay? Because what I see is you basically retracing your steps, and that's normally reflective of you brought something in this life that you either didn't get done last time or you wanted to yourself to remember this time, and that's why you're doing. Well, that's why you're in Jordan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just to reconnect with self. You know, to reconnect to yourself. I think
reconnect to your
self.
Soul's history.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't come back with a reply yet, but. That
right.
seems to hit the nail on the head with me.
Yeah.
As far as, like, why she's there.
Right. And, you know, people do that a lot of times. And, you know, you hear people just picking up and moving to, you know, Jordan or Africa or China for no reason. Oh, I thought we'd move here. And it's really them reconnecting with themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's just to connect with her. Higher spiritual self.
Mm-hmm. It definitely, and, you know, Sandra asked the question, when you reconnect to your soul history, does that clear issues for you? Very much so. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like, you know, let's say you're driving down a road and you have a car wreck. Bad one. Not just a fender bender. You total that car. Destroy it. Getting back into the car to drive again is a little intimidating. Right after the wreck. But months go by, and you get back to driving normally, and you're nothing. And then you go back and drive through that, and you're nervous the first time. And then the next time, it's like, oh, completely fine. You don't even realize that you just drove by where you had that wreck. That's what happens when you go back and review or go back and live in your soul's history.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense to me. And For Peace says, I love it and I love the people and cannot seem to focus on the outside world anymore. Well, she's just, like you said, she's reconnecting with what she needs to.
Right. And when she's done with it, she'll move forward, honey.
She certainly will. All right, Asen, I want to thank you for being on the show today. And we will see you next time.
Looking forward to it, darling. Have a wonderful day.
All right, blessings, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host every Monday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
My family.